You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Acts 13, great crowd here, great crowd up in the balcony of the lower floor. I'm glad you're in God's house. It's the place to be. I'm not the one to check the temperature. Tabitha's all blankets up, and she's freezing down there. I've been warm all day today. So I asked two ladies this morning right here, one row apart. I said, is it cold? And the one lady said, yes, it's cold. The lady right behind her said, oh, it's like an oven in here. And so I don't know how many ladies are cold tonight. You're cold, ladies. Mary, you don't count because you're always cold, low-eyed. Let's see, one lady. Are you cold, Tabitha? Snuggle up to Curtis and let him put that Armstrong heater. Eunice is cold. All right. It's hot in here. It's hot. Look at the hands going up. It's hot in here. How many? It's just right. Yeah. Good. I think the just rights have it. Eunice, I'm sorry. I'll get you a blanket or something. We'll warm you up here. Jackie, is it cold back there? It's cold back there. She doesn't even vote anymore. We're at Acts chapter 13. Let's bow for prayer, shall we? Father, I thank you for your word, the Bible. This is such a pivotal chapter in the book of Acts. Missions begins in Acts 13, taking the gospel to the world. I pray that our church would do more with the gospel around the globe. Thank you for the radio that's around the globe. Thank you for the internet that's around the globe. Thank you for our Bibles are being distributed throughout the nations. Thank you for missionaries serving us. God, help our eyes to be open to this passage tonight as we look about the early church. In Jesus' name, amen. I have an extensive library, and I've developed it through the years. I like the library. I think most boys don't have a library anymore. They're all online, and I know how that works. I like using books. I like marking books. And I was in the book of Acts this week studying something, and I pulled some books off my shelf. And I pulled a book off. It's just a Sunday school curriculum from Regular Baptist Press, 1988. And I pulled it off, and I saw the title. I only read the first two pages, a small Sunday school quarterly book. And I said, I'm preaching on that subject. The subject was just simply this. The subject was when the church was young and bold. When the church was young and bold. We're 50 years of age. We're still young. Amen. And I'm thankful for the vision of this church. I want to thank you for praying for that corner building every day this week. Let's keep it up. I didn't say it last week, but we're praying for 25 feet of the park next door too. We're praying the city will just give it to us. And I want you to pray for these things, that God would do it. But when the church was young and bold is our message tonight. I want you to see, it's more like a Bible study, but I want you to see several observations when the church was young and bold. I noticed that the importance of the church. Now there were in the church, thank God for the church. The church is ecclesia, a called out assembly. 118 times you find it in the Bible. The church is primary. Jesus gave his life for the church. I thank God for food programs, but food programs are not the church. Well, they're working with our church. No, food programs are not. The church is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not feeding the hungry, though we feed hungry. It's not changing a person's lifestyle, though the Word of God does all that. It is getting the gospel to the world. The church, the New Testament local church, everything we do around here is for the church. The bus ministry is for the church. Missions is for the church. The Christian school is for the church. The college is for the church. The radio ministry is for the church. Publications is for the church. It is all about the church. in and through and by and for the New Testament local church. You can't get any higher than the church. It's the highest you can go. And the Bible says there we're in the church, which is at Antioch. The gospel is now going to be sent from Jerusalem. Jerusalem's been the headquarters, but they stayed in Jerusalem. They wouldn't go out, Acts 1:8, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses. But they stayed in Jerusalem. You get to chapter 8, verse 1, not 1:8, but 8:1. And the Bible scattered. God says persecution arise. And God scattered them. And they went everywhere preaching the word of God. Persecution does not hurt a church. It fans the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I believe that tonight you ought to make a decision. Will I be persecuted for Christ? If Jesus Christ tarries in America, you're going to see Christians persecuted. You saw it in the last government election. And now it's eased up quite a bit. But you're going to see it come back. Because it's prophecy. And thank God for the church. Thank God for the leaders of the church. Look at who they were. God calls all these different leaders at the church at Antioch, and that's going to be the headquarters. Certain prophets and teachers. Barnabas. Barnabas was the nephew to Paul. And Niger. Niger was from South Africa. His name is from South Africa. And he was a black man that came, and he was a teacher in the church. I love that. The church is not all white folks. The church is red, yellow, black, brown, white. We have Hispanics over at the other property night meeting, and they're preaching the word of God. I thank God that this is a biracial church. I thank God that we have all these countries. God's brought the world to us, like Acts chapter 1. And Niger was a brilliant scholar, but he taught the word of God. And Lucius of Cyrene. Cyrene is such an important place. This is talking about Cyrene, or Cyprus. Cyprus is an island in the Mediterranean. It's like adding the country of the states of Delaware and Rhode Island. It's about that size. It's a large island. It's similar to our weather here. It's very tropical, but there's very little snow. Up in the mountains, that great mountain there that they have is 6,403 feet. That great mountain, it can get snow on the top. We can get snow at 4,000, 5,000. The number one snow state in America is California because of the Sierras. And that's what Cyprus is like. It's got snow up on top, but in the summer it could get 100 degrees, but rarely. It's just a mild temperature. We've had such a beautiful summer here, a mild summer. And God says he was from Cyprus. And Manan. And Manan was what was brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. Isn't it amazing that God says, I want a royalty that teaches. I want a black man that teaches. I want a man from that island that's teaching. And all your background, I want a nephew of Paul teaching. And then Paul was teaching. Paul was a very scholarly man. They're told by history that he's 4'10". He's very short, but very knowledgeable. He knew five languages. He was a Jew. He was a Pharisee. He went and collected taxes from people. People did not like the Pharisees. But he was a Pharisee. And the Bible says all of these God saved, and God was using them to teach the word of God. I think, Brother Manley, of all the teachers we have Sunday school teachers meeting every Sunday night, and the A division, the B division, the C division, the D division, and all those teachers that gather together, and they're all different. We have some older ones. We have some younger ones. We have some middle-aged ones. We have different nationalities in teaching the word of God. We have a Chinese ministry. We have a Indian ministry. We have a Filipino ministry. We have a Brazilian ministry. We have a Hispanic ministry. Have all these ministries. And that's what they were doing in the book of Acts here in chapter number 13. I want you to see The Bible says in verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the, what's that next word?
Work.
The ministry is work. I'm all for vacations, and some of you are leaving tonight. Many are leaving tomorrow on vacation, and I'm all for that. And I hope you go and you're gone a week or two or whatever you're going to be gone, and I hope you have a good time. You deserve that. God's people work so hard, especially this church. But I want to tell you something. The work of the ministry is work. My wife can tell you this. In 50 years, it's been the work of the ministry. It's all the work of the ministry. We go on vacation, and I'm studying for getting home on that next Sunday and preparing a message for the next Sunday. I'm dealing with people that get sick and get hospitalized or pass away. And it's just the work of the ministry, and I love it. Brother Travis, I love the ministry. I just love it. It's the best. And I hope that you love what you do. I hope you love singing. And the choir was down today, but it's still packed. I love watching these people sing. That's the work of the ministry. All these orchestra people here, these instruments that are down, 9 trumpets down here. That's the work of the ministry. You ushers, that's the work of the ministry. You security people, that's the work of the ministry. You nursery worker, that's the work of the ministry. You Sunday school, that's the work of the ministry. And a great church is always a busy church serving God. Amen. The bus ministry.
Amen.
That's the hardest ministry, I think, in all the church. I think it's the most difficult. Most of this we can do without even praying. We can sing in the choir without prayer. We can usher without prayer. We can teach a Sunday school lesson without prayer. We can work security without prayer. But you cannot work the bus ministry without work. It takes work on Saturday. It takes work on Sunday. You get up early. I watch those drivers go out, and you get back in late. Thank God for the buses, 29 routes. Thank God for everyone and the work of the ministry. And the Bible says next that the Holy Spirit was present. Verse 2, the Holy Ghost said, look at verse number 9. And Saul also called Paul filled with the Holy Ghost. This early church was dependent upon the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God. What's the Spirit of God do for us? He empowers us. He gives us power. He can sense and touch the power of God in this church. Amen. The power of God. The Holy Spirit can guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit can teach us. The Holy Spirit, John chapter 11, convicts us. The Holy Spirit of God has such an action. It's the word Holy Spirit. You shall receive power is the word dunamis, or dynamite. Do you have dynamite in your Christian life? Is there dynamite? Is there power in your Christian life? Look what the Bible goes on to say. And when they had fasted and prayed, this early church was fasting and praying. They laid their hands on them and sent them away. And being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, they departed to Seleucia. From there, they sent to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis and Patmos, in verse number 6, are two large cities. And they went to the large cities to preach the gospel. We're going to the large cities. Brother Rob Simmons, God bless you. We're going to go look at some churches this week. We're going up and starting churches all the way from here to San Francisco. For Sunday morning with our Bible college. We're going to start in East Palo Alto. That's a small city, but still large, 28,000 people. It's about 15 minutes. It's a very poor city. There are two churches that I want you to pray about. One's a Lutheran church, and another, they're empty. They're not even opening up. They're just sitting there. They're waiting for some college students. They're waiting for Brother Simmons to say, can we use your church building on Sunday morning? Bring them on in here on Sunday night. God's going to bless that ministry. As we go to Sunnyvale and Mountain View and East Palo Alto, as we go up the peninsula and we go up to Millbrae and Burlingame and all one city after another establishing churches. That's the task of this church. I told you it was a Bible study, and the Bible says there's always opposition. I wish I could say there's never opposition. Last Sunday was such a great day, but I've had opposition this week, and it's going to continue till Jesus comes again. Opposition is God's way of purifying His church. Opposition is those that oppose the gospel. Look at the opposition, verse 6. And when they had gone through the Isle of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus. And the Bible says in verse 8, and Elymas, the sorcerer, for his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Who's the deputy? Well, look at the verse, what he says in verse number 7. Which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Here's a man said, tell me the gospel. Tell me how to be saved. But there's sorcerers there. And those sorcerers fought against him. May I say that, soul winner, you have forces of evil against you. God's people that love His word, that love prayer, that love going to church. Amen. There's going to be a battle all of your life. And one day, when you've run your race and the last race has been run, God's going to say, come home, my child. Look what happened to this. What happened to this fella, Sergius Paulus? And when Saul also was called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. He said, oh, full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness. I like the way Paul identifies these sorcerers. Don't run from your problems. Don't run from opposition. Wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee. Thou shalt be blind. And the Bible says, verse 12, and the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished for the doctrine. Thank God for the gospel. Here's the deputy, said, I'm looking for Christ. And they said, we've got Christ for you. I want you to see with me, the word of God was always used. The early church, they used the word of God. What are we seeing tonight? The early church was involved in work. They were involved in the Holy Spirit. They were involved in prayer. They were involved in soul winning. They were involved in teaching the Word of God. What was this early church? They were involved with the Word of God. Look at verse 44. And the next Sabbath day, almost the whole city together came to hear the Word of God. Amen. Look at verse 46. And when Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, they said it was necessary that the Word of God should have first be spoken to you. Look at verse number 48. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And verse number 49, and the word of the Lord was published throughout all that region. Brother Simmons, won't it be great one day when we take city after city after city after city all the way up the bay to Daly City where Brother Pichardo is, and South San Francisco, and San Francisco, and Novato. Novato has over 100,000 people. I don't believe you could get saved in the Novato. I don't believe there's ever been a gospel witness in Novato. I don't believe there's a way. If I wanted to get saved, and I knocked on the door of a church and said, will you tell me how to get saved? I don't think they'd have any knowledge how to get saved. I think you have to live and die in America, in Novato, and go to hell. It's just over the Golden Gate Bridge. There's no gospel there at all. And they need the Word of God. Amen. In closing, I want you to see this with me. Go to chapter 14. In chapter 14, the Bible says, and they ordained, verse 23, they ordained them elders in every church and prayed with fasting and commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And after they had passed through Pisidia and they came to Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. And thence they sailed to Antioch, from which they had been recommended the grace for the work of the Lord. They went back to Antioch. Wait a minute. And when they were come to Antioch, they gathered the church together. They rehearsed all that God had done for them and how he opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And there they abode a long time with the disciples. You know, I'm so thankful for all the people this church has sent out. But I'm thankful when missionaries come back home and our pastors come back home and they give us a word of report. Here's what God is doing. You know, this church was young. It was young, but it was bold. It was bold in their faith. The Word of God was paramount. Prayer was paramount. The Holy Spirit was paramount. All in this chapter, the Spirit of God was paramount. Teaching the Word of God was paramount. All different nationalities teaching the Word of God. And work was paramount. Do you see it tonight?
Amen.
Let's be a church like this church tonight. A powerful church. Sending forth boys and girls, men and women for the gospel ministry. School is about to start, and I'm listening. I know we've got college students listening tonight across America and around the world. And you're coming here. You're not coming to camp where it's fun. You're coming to college. I want you to grow up real fast. You're no longer teenagers. You're growing up. Oh, some of you 18, 19, I know. But you're adults now. You've left your mom and dad. And come to say, I want an Acts 13 in my life. I want the Spirit of God to do something great with my life. And God will do it. Our Father, tonight I thank you for this passage. I just felt like teaching it tonight, not preaching. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the fact that it can find lodging in our hearts. God, may we stay young and bold. May we be bold in our witness this week. May we pass tracts everywhere we go. May we witness to people. May we talk about the love of Christ. God, may we read your Bible like we've never read it. Open it up. Open our eyes to the Bible. May we depend on the Spirit of God this week. May we be prayer warriors praying for great needs in our lives. Lord, I pray that we would work in the ministry. I'd ask that we'd be a church like that church in Acts 13. Busy for thee.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.